Rough Riders Baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Mary swing,
strike two.
And the pitcher's dipsy-doo, genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Hey,
kicking the ribs in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? We're riding by the hour, and my heart's right inside.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 hard, I feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky-tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas, where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Following wins in the first two games of this series, the Rough Riders get set to take on the Springfield Cardinals in the third game of the six-game set. Hi, everybody, from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you on the Riders pregame show as the Rough Riders look to win their third consecutive game and their fifth in their last six contests on this road trip. It's been a very good road trip so far for the Rough Riders, especially on the pitching side as they showed off yesterday, but also on the offensive side. As so far in this series, the Rough Riders have hit a total of five home runs in the first two games. This has been an interesting matchup between the Rough Riders and the Cardinals, as you have a strength versus weakness in the favor of the Rough Riders. Frisco has been a very good road team this year at 28-19 away from Riders Field on the season. Springfield, they've really struggled here at home. So they're just 19-28 at home, and the Rough Riders are certainly taking advantage of that so far in this series, and they look to do it again with Zach Kent on the hill. Kent has been really good this season lately. Overall this year, though, 1-2, a 5.20 ERA. He's making his 15th start this year. 58 strikeouts in 55 and a third innings to 25 walks. And for Zach Kent, it's about that command. When he is on, he is really pitching well, and we've seen that over his last few starts. He's been working his way back from an injury, as he had arm fatigue that took him out for about a week and a half. But since coming back in the month of July, four starts, 11 innings, he's allowed just one run. That's a 0.82 ERA, and he struck out 13 while walking just three over his 11 innings in that stretch. On the other side, it's Kyle Leahy who makes his second career start against the Rough Riders. Frisco roughed him up last year. Four runs over 2 2/3 innings in a start at Riders Field. And for Leahy, it's been a little bit up and down as well this season for the right-hander. 6'5", 25-year-old, a native of Boulder, Colorado. This season, he's 7-6 with a 5.97 earned run average, making his 19th start of the season in tonight's ball game. In 92 innings, 98 strikeouts, but he's walked a lot. 49 walks this year, and opponents are hitting 277 against Leahy on the year. This should be a very good pitching matchup of two guys with electric stuff in Zach Kent and Kyle Leahy, and the Rough Riders are looking to build on a 5-2 win last night, when the Rough Riders had a couple solo home runs from Foscue and Stowers, and then put up a little bit of offense late before Mark Church surrendered a couple runs in the ninth inning to break up the shutout, but still, the Rough Riders came away with the victory. Seth Nordlund was very good in his start last night. Shutout baseball through four innings of work. James Jones came in and threw an inning with three strikeouts. The 33-year-old making his first appearance here in Frisco since 2019, coming off a couple injury-plagued seasons. Grant Anderson and Grant Wolfram also threw shutout baseball coming out of the Rough Riders bullpen. So we're looking forward to what should be a very fun ball game today. And speaking of fun, our pregame interview today is part two of our two-parter with Blaine Krim. Krim's not in the lineup today. Yesterday we talked a little bit about this season and kind of how his mentality is, everything that he's trying to figure out, not trying to put too much pressure on himself as the trade deadline comes up, and talking about being protected from the Rule 5 draft and all of that stuff. Well, here in part two today, we talk a little bit about looking back at his time getting drafted in the 19th round and a little bit back in his career and taking a look back in the rearview mirror. Really one of our favorite guys to chat with on a team that's full of guys who are awesome to talk with. Really very happy we were able to catch up with Blaine Krim. The Rough Riders play in game number 93 of the season against the Springfield Cardinals today, with first pitch coming up at 7:05. Blaine Krim joined us on the other side of the break, and stick around as we'll look at starting lineups as well coming up before first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Cardinals. We're back with Blaine Krim next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three, call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Taking a step back as Blaine Crim joins us, we'll get you out on this. The draft just happened. When you think back to your time in 2019, drafting in the 19th round, it really comes back and some good memories during that time.
Yeah, I mean, I remember telling people, you know, some of the guys on the team about my draft experience the other day. You know, not out of the blue, but not, you know, it was definitely not guaranteed. And how pro ball just kind of hit me in the face. It's just crazy that was, you know, 3 years ago, and yeah, I feel like I've been in pro ball for like 10 years, but I also feel like I've been in pro ball for like a month. So it's just crazy how the game of baseball works. And it's crazy that I'm here and playing with some of the guys that I'm playing with, and possibly playing with some of the guys that we just drafted, of course. And I remember watching those guys on TV, so that's still, you know, surreal for me. I remember watching Rocker's freaking no-hitter and being like, this dude's a stud. And I'm, you know, I was getting ready to face like 84 miles an hour the next day, thinking that I would never be able to hit Kumar Rocker. And, you know, no guarantees, our teammate, but it's in, you know, in the picture for sure. Guys like Jack Leiter, and then you got just random guys like Owen White who are just freaking studs. So it's cool, you know, it's cool to be on the same field as them and to share the field with them and to have them to have the confidence with me to be in the box and, you know, in pressure situations. So, definitely thankful I got drafted. I think it's going to be cool for the guys that we just got, so I'm excited.
How excited is it when you do see them going after big-time pitching talent like Kumar Rocker, Brock Porter, who was just signed in the fourth round as well as a position player, to see that kind of talent come in?
Yeah. You know, it's nice as a position player that they're not drafting quote-unquote competition, but, you know, I feel like the Rangers did a great job with the draft. You know, it's like when it first happened, you're like, what the heck? You know, but then it's like take a step back and look at the draft and you're like, wow, they did a really good job, especially with no second and third round pick. But yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, I think the Rangers are stacked, and you know, there's a ton of hitters in the org. It's not, you know, we have plenty of pitching as well, but it's cool to see that that's what they're, you know, buying into. I think it's part of the vision that they have. You know, in the big leagues, you know, we just got, you know, the best middle infield in baseball, so I think that's kind of where they're going with it, and it's pretty cool to, you know, see how it unfold. And, you know, hopefully it's the short-term vision that can unfold, and hopefully I can be a part of it. And, you know, that's really the thing that keeps you going, is trying to be a part of that. Cool, like, just knowing Josh Smith and playing with him last year and living with him in spring training, and then just watching him play with this, like, nonchalantly with Corey Seager and Marcus Semien is, like, surreal to me. And it's just cool to think that could be me, you know, someday, or even, you know, just some of my buddies in the clubhouse. So, like I said, being where your feet are at is super hard, but I think that's the best mindset to have. So, that's the goal going forward the next 40 or so games.
Mustache is back. Is that going to stay?
Yeah, it's back. The goatee was, you know, had a little appearance, short-term appearance. My wife actually liked the goatee, but she's gone for the next few weeks, so I went back to my favorite style. Hopefully it brings back some mojo, some August magic like last year. I think the stash is like my staple up here, so I got to get it back to its length and maybe dye it a little bit so it's not as red like it has been in the past.
Are you going to dye it? I thought that was Katie's job.
Yeah. When I do it, it like stains my skin. So I guess she needs to probably be here at least FaceTime me and teach me how to do it. I will not do it without her instruction, that's for sure.
Blaine Krim, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. Zach Bigley alongside you as we get you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals. This should be a very good pitching matchup between Kyle Leahy and Zach Kent. Let's take a look at the starting pitching matchup and the starting lineups as well for both of these teams. We gave you a little bit of info on Zach Kent and Kyle Leahy. Let's take a look at their last starts on the mound for each respective team. Zach Kent, 3 innings in his last start, allowing 1 run on 3 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 1 against Arkansas earlier in this trip. And really the biggest key for him was he pitched really well and he wanted to keep going, but he wasn't allowed to. They're still trying to work him back up and make sure he is fully healthy and good to go after a long start. Gave him a little arm fatigue earlier in June. So he's pitching very well. On the other side, Kyle Leahy, in his most recent start for the Cardinals, it was his 18th start of the year, a quality start. 3 runs allowed over 6 innings, 9 strikeouts, 2 walks on the road at Northwest Arkansas. Really strong stuff from Kyle Leahy, and the biggest thing for him is the hits. He will give up a lot of hits every now and again, but interestingly enough, the walks have been the biggest problem for him in this last month so far. 12 walks in 21 innings over his 4 starts. That's averaging 3 walks per start. Man, I need to work on my math a little bit. 3 walks per start for Kyle Leahy. Let's take a look at the starting lineups that both of them will face in this ball game. We start with the Rough Riders at 13-10 in the second half. Jonathan Ornelas starts things off at shortstop. Justin Foscue is the DH hitting second, and Dustin Harris is at first base coming off a 4-hit performance in game 1 of this series. He hits third and plays first. Middle third, Sandro Fabian in left field, Trey Hare at third base, and Miguel Aparicio in right field playing in his second game with the Rough Riders this year. For the bottom third of the order, it's Josh Stowers in center, Jordan Procession the catcher, and Jax Biggers is the second baseman in the 9th spot for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Ornelas, Foscue, Harris, Fabian, Hare, Aparicio, Stowers, Procession, and Biggers. The lineup that Zach Kent will face today for the Springfield Cardinals, also at 13-10 in the second half. Mike Antico leads it off in center field, and Mason Wynn at shortstop hits second, and Nick Dunn is the second baseman hitting third. Chase Pinder in left field today cleans things up. Malcolm Nunez at first base in the 5 spot. And Chandler Redmond is the DH today, hitting in the 6th spot of the order. Bottom third, it's Julio Rodriguez, the catcher. Justin Turner in right field. And Roberto Baldaquin is the third baseman today in the ninth spot. Once again, it's Antico, Wynn, Dunn, Hinder, Nunez, Redmond, Rodriguez, Turner, and Baldaquin for the Springfield Cardinals. The Rough Riders have won four of their last five. And Springfield has lost their last two after winning eight of their last 10 entering into this series. So a very important series for the Rough Riders as they're about to return home for three of the next 4 weeks. And Frisco has not played their best baseball at home, but they still have plenty of time to turn that around. And we'd certainly love to see you out at Riders Field as well. Coming up next Tuesday, the Rough Riders will be at home. And fans, you can beat the heat with a suite. You and your company, family, and friends can enjoy the AC with the entertainment suites. These suites come with food and beverage and VIP parking. There's limited availability for the rest of the season, so reserve your suite now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. That's 972-334-1993. The Rough Riders are really looking forward to returning home after their second longest road trip of the season. Nine games in this road trip. We've only seen five so far, but Rough Riders had a two-week road trip in June that really unfortunately turned out to be their downfall in that first half, where they lost 4 of 6 in each of those series against Wichita and Amarillo on the road. And the Rough Riders will get a chance for a little redemption when they welcome Amarillo in next week to Riders Field. I mean, Amarillo in San Antonio and on the road at Corpus and Wichita at home after that. We are really looking forward to this one today as Kyle Leahy takes the mound and we're set for the national anthem here in Hammonds Field. We'll return for the play-by-play of today's game and first pitch next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Rappenboozer.
Gartenhoser.
Rulengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall. Goodbye.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Jonathan Ornelas is in, and we are ready to go. Springfield Cardinals, Frisco Rough Riders, Game 3 of the six-game series. And Ornelas swings and fouls it back. We're underway at 7:05. Kyle Leahy delivers in. It's off the outside corner. And the next pitch. That one's in there for a called strike, 1-2. No, Kyle Leahy, the right-hander, as he quickly is back in. And the pitch on the way is swung on and missed, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now on Ornelas. Leahy, a very quick worker. Ornelas calls time and steps out. The Rough Riders and Cardinals both at 13-10 in the second half. Playing in game number 24, the pitch. Strike three called, got him down the heart of the plate. First strikeout for Leahy in the first man that he sees. One away in the first inning for Justin Foscue. Leahy making his 19th start this year. 7-6. A 5.97 ERA, making his second start against the Rough Riders in his career. Right-hander looks over the top of his glove from the first base side of the rubber. First pitch to Foscue. Low and outside, 1-0. Leahy out of Colorado Mesa. 17th round selection by the Cardinals in 2018. 1-0. Breaking ball catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Last year against the Rough Riders, just 2 2/3 innings. 1-1. Foscue tops it up to the mound. An easy play for Leahy. Fields underhand toss over to first base in time to get Foscue 2 outs. Dustin Harris climbs in now. 4 runs the Rough Riders put up against him last year. And looking to do more of the same here in this ballgame. Just underway, top of the first inning, no score, 2 outs, bases clear. And Dustin Harris, who's 4-for-8 in the series, stands in. First pitch. He takes low and outside, 1-0. Red Cardinals tops for Springfield today. Red ball cap, white pants. Rough Riders with their slate uniform tops, the pitch. Settles at the top of the zone for a called strike with a slider, and it's 1-1. Gray pants and red double R ball caps for Frisco. 1-1 pitch. Inside. Miss with the breaking ball, and it's 2-1. Defense behind Kyle Leahy is Chase Pinder in left field, Mike Antico in center, and Justin Turner in right. 2-1. Slips outside, 3-1. Roberto Baldaquin is at third. Mason Wynn at short. Nick Dunn has second base. Malcolm Nunez at first. And Julio Rodriguez has the catching today for Springfield. Harris calls time, steps out. Right-hander winds, 3-1. Swing and a miss, 3-2. Really good slider, biting down low and inside. Leahy stands 6'5", 200 pounds, 25 years old. Pitching in his second season fully with Springfield. He made one start in 2019. The pitch is driven high in the air down the right field line. Long run. Turner looking up. It's gone! Dustin Harris with his 16th home run of the year. And the Rough Riders jump out in front 1-0 in the first. A line drive home run just over the wall in right field. And Dustin Harris wastes no time touching off his 16th long ball of the year, his 62nd RBI. And Frisco leads 1-0. Their sixth home run of the series. Here's Sandro Fabian. First pitch. Breaking ball away, a check swing. He was able to hold. One ball, no strikes. And Dustin Harris starting to flash that power just a little bit. He's well on his way at this pace to another 2020 season. The 1-0 is cut on and missed on a good slider away. 1-1. Harris got it on a 3-2 pitch, drilling it to right. He's now 5-for-9 in the series, two homers. The offering, a swing and a miss, and a nasty breaking ball that is out in front of home plate, and Fabian still swung on it. 1-2. 101 off the bat for Dustin Harris. And 344 feet out to right field. Just got out of here. 1-2 pitch. Misses away, and it's two balls and two strikes. Quickly back into his wind, Leahy, the 2-2. Just sits outside. Three balls, two strikes. Fabian, two hits in this series. One of them a homer. 3-2. Low and away. Ball four on a ball in the dirt, and Fabian's aboard. After the solo homer, a walk. That brings Trey Hare to the dish. Rough Riders lead 1-0 here in the first inning. Dustin Harris now 16 homers, 18 steals. He had 20 homers, 25 steals last year in a 2020 season. Looking to top those numbers this year. First pitch on the way to Hare. Down and in, one ball, no strikes. Hare, the man that Harris just broke the tie with for most homers on the team with that long ball. Hare has 15. 48 RBIs as well. 1-0 pitch. Hare swings, crushes it to deep right center field. Long run, Turner back to the warning track. And it's Antico, the center fielder, who runs it down and makes the catch. The side comes to a close here in the first inning. But the Rough Riders strike for a run on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Solo home run for Dustin Harris, and it's 1-0 Rough Riders to the bottom of the first with Zach Kent on the mound when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
The Frisco Rough Riders have partnered with PGA Frisco to present Golf Night at Riders Field, sponsored by the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship. On August 12th, the Riders play host to the San Antonio Missions, and fans are invited out to the ballpark for golf-themed fun and activities throughout the game. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
With love.
Let's
get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Zach Kent on the hill for the Rough Riders to the bottom of the first, 1-0 Frisco. And the first pitch to Antico is topped to the ground on two hops to Dustin Harris at first. He picks just inside the line and takes to the bag himself to retire Antico one away. A one pitch, one out for Zach Kent. And that's exactly what you want to see. You want to see the right-hander work efficiently and work quickly today. Mason Wynn climbs to the plate, the shortstop. 1-0 Rough Riders on a Dustin Harris solo home run. Kent shoulders square to the third base bag, winds and fires. Fastball dots the inside corner at the knees, 0-1. Zach Kent, his four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup, the 0-1. Off the outside corner, misses with the slider. And it's one ball and one strike. At the very beginning of the season, Jeff Andrews, the Riders' pitching coach, 1-1, just inside with a heat. Two balls and one strike. He said that Zach Kent was the most complete four-pitch pitcher the Rough Riders had. 2-1. Swing and a miss. There's a good slider off the outside corner. And it's two balls and two strikes. And when he has that curveball and slider going, obviously along with the changeup of the fastball, he is electric. We've seen it at times this year. He winds back in the 2-2. Curveball, high and inside. Three balls, two strikes. Had Wynn ducking out of the way of it, the shortstop. He went 0 for 4 yesterday. Wynn, the number 3 prospect in the organization. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider low and outside for strike 3. Zach Kent, his first strikeout. Two away in the first for Nick Dunn. 1-0 Rough Riders. Zach with that slider. I mean, that's what you got to see from him. Looking good early on. Nick Dunn is the guy you want to be careful with, though. First pitch. Inside, one ball, no strikes. Dunn, 5-for-9 in the series. He's on an 11-game hitting streak in which he's hitting 5-13. The 1-0. Low, and it's two balls and no strikes. That's 20 hits and 39 at-bats. Just monster stuff. Short in stature, left-handed batter. Kent's 2-0. Low of the zone, and it's three balls and no strikes. Defense behind Kent. Sandro Fabian in left, Josh Stowers in center, and Miguel Aparicio in right field. Kent wheels back and offers in the 3-0. Inside for ball four. A four-pitch walk to Nick Dunn. Chase Pinder makes his way to the plate now. Along the infield, Trey Hare at third base. Jonathan Ornelas has shortstop. Jax Biggers at second base. Dustin Harris at first. And Jordan Procession does the catching today for Frisco. David Garcia caught the last two ball games to open this series, and that's rare. Good to see him getting those reps, though, at catcher. First pitch on the way to Pinder. Curveball low of the zone. One ball, no strikes. Pinder hitting 303, eight homers, 34 runs batted in this season, a 998 OPS. Monster year. The 1-0. Just off the outside corner and low. Two balls, no strikes. 3-for-8 in the series. He's doubled and driven in a run as well. Kent from the stretch. Dunn leads from first. The pitch on the way. Hard liner up the middle. It's into center for a hit. Dunn up to second. He stops there as Stowers gets it back in. A single to center field, and here's Malcolm Nunez. Nunez has homered twice in this series. He sent out a ball in the ninth inning off the berm in left center field against Mark Church. One of two runs Cardinals scored in the ninth yesterday. First pitch. hums inside on him. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders won that game 5-2. Kent from the stretch in a bit of a two-out jam here in the first. The 1-0. Just inside. Two balls, no strikes. Dunn at second, Pinder at first base. Nunez has also doubled in this series, so he's been a slugging percentage machine. Two homers and a double. 2-0 pitch on the way. He swings and misses on a massive hack. And it's 2-1. Kent coming off a start in which he just went three innings, allowing one run. And if you look at his last few starts, they've all been very short. He's ready from the stretch. 2-1. Soft tapper back to the hill. He's off to his left of field. Underhand flip to first in time to get Nunez. And Kent is out of the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on base. Nicely done by Zach Kent. Side comes to a close in the first inning. We go to the top of the second. It's 1-0. Rough Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Miguel Aparicio starts things off in the second, and the first pitch, a broken Matt Flair left side and foul. It's 0-1. So one pitch in, Aparicio has to get a new bat. 1-0 Rough Riders in the top of the second inning on a solo home run from Dustin Harris. Happy you're with us on this Thursday evening here in Springfield. Rough Riders are playing some really good baseball right now, and although we're getting towards the juncture of the order where you might not think it's too dangerous, this is a very good part of the Rough Riders order, especially with the man on deck due up second in this inning, Josh Stoers. Here's the wind back and the pitch to Aparicio. He swings and fouls it back into the glove of Rodriguez, the catcher. 0-2. Aparicio was a terror on the base paths in the eighth inning last night. He was hit by a pitch, stole second, and on that same play, there was a passed ball. 0-2. He swings, grounds it foul off his own right leg. Right off the ankle guard. And still no balls, two strikes. So because of the pass ball, he was able to make his way all the way to third. And then the very next pitch, Stoers a sack fly into left. 0-2. High and outside. One ball and two strikes on Aparicio to start things in the second. Leahy looks over the top of his glove. He's back into his windup in the 1-2. Hard ground ball, left side, through for a base hit. And there's Aparicio's first hit in AA in 2022. The opposite way on the ground, beating the shift. And left-handed batting Aparicio comes away with his first single. Josh Stowers now, as we alluded to, it's been just about as good as you could possibly imagine to start the series for Stowers. 5-for-8, 2 homers, 2 doubles, 5 RBIs. The pitch sits outside. It's 1-ball and no strikes. 3 runs scored. He has been a huge focal point in the Rough Riders offense. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch low and away. 1-ball and 1 strike. Aparicio takes his lead. He has good speed. Leahy offers in. High and tight. 2 balls, 1 strike. Stowers, over the last 2 games, has increased his batting average from 211 to 226. And his OPS, almost 70 points. That's what all those extra base hits will do for you. 2-1. Breaking ball backs up inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. And time called. Rodriguez, the catcher, takes off his glove and walks over towards the dugout. He has to get a new glove. Well, he goes to his backup mitt. And looks like he's good to go. Well, 3 balls and 1 strike on Stowers. We've already seen a broken bat, now a broken mitt here in this inning. Still nobody out. 3-1 pitch. Ground ball to the left side of the infield. Wynn has it from short. Flips on to second for one. Done to first. Not in time. So Stowers safe at first on the fielder's choice, 6-4. Aparicio eliminated at second for the first out of the second inning. And that brings Jordan Procession to the plate. Procession making his first appearance of the series. Rough Riders backup catcher. Really nice play by Mason Wynn, the shortstop, just to get to that ball. And in the hole, off balance, fired a first run on target. First pitch, swing and a miss. Procession down to the count, 0-1. Well, Procession, the left-handed hitting catcher, in there against the right-handed throwing Leahy. And this is a good opportunity. Here's the stretch. And throw over to first. Stowers is back in for the Rough Riders to try and pick up another run. But Kyle Leahy has been much more effective against left-handers than right-handers this year. Right-handers have hit him really well, to the tune of a 302 batting average. Just shy of 950 OPS. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 0-2. And in addition to that, a lot of home runs as well. Right-handers have hit 13 of the 18 homers he's allowed this season. Stowers dances from first and time called. The home run that Dustin Harris hit was just the 5th homer that a left-handed batter had hit against Kyle Leahy this season. That's led to our 1-0 score. Rough Riders lead it top of the second. Leahy ready from the stretch. 0-2. Swinging a fly ball, foul left side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Stowers leads from first. He's 16 for 18 in stolen bases so far this year. Pitch in. Hard liner through the right side for a hit. Stowers up to second as he had to hit the deck in order to get out of the way of that. He's on his way to third. The relay is in time to get him. Well, Stowers literally was on the ground by the time that ball reached the outfield as he had to duck under it on a line drive right at him. And the relay throw from Justin Turner to Mason Wynn, the shortstop. Well in time to get Stowers. So Stowers makes the second out at third on the 9-6-5 putout. And Jordan Procession, the trail runner, into second with a base hit. Runner at second, 2 outs for Jax Biggers in the ninth spot. And Mason Wynn is the wrong guy to pick on the shortstop. He has one of the best throwing arms in all of baseball. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way to Biggers. Outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Mason Wynn in the Futures game in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago hit 105 miles an hour on a throw from shortstop to first base in game. 1-0 pitch. High and outside. Ball and a strike. Since that has started being recorded in the StatCast era since 2015, that is the hardest throw from shortstop in a game where it's being recorded. Here's the stretch. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a good slider down and in to Jax Biggers. 1-2. So Mason Wynn with the perfect throw onto third base to cut down Stowers for the second out. Procession at second. Biggers trying to drive him in with two down. Already 1-0 Rough Riders. The pitch. Hard grounder, first base side, fair, just inside the bag, kicks off the sidewall, Procession motors around third, he scores easily, and Jax Biggers trades places with him, an RBI double. Frisco leads 2-0 in the second. Well, Biggers shot that right down the first baseline, kicked off the retaining wall in front of the bullpen down the right side, and kicked down into medium depth right field. An easy double for Jax Biggers on a 1-2 pitch nonetheless. The seventh double, 15th RBI. And we go to the top of the order for Ornelas. Strikeout looking his first time up in the first. 2-0 Frisco, the pitch. Catches the inside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. Leahy pins the glove to his left hip, looks back towards second. He's got his sign in the 0-1. Fouled straight back. 0-2. Hanging slider in the middle of the plate that we usually see Ornelas cover easily. It's been a struggle for him in this series, just 1-for-10. Entered into today hitting .315, which is tied for second among active hitters in the Texas League. Pitch home. High and inside. It's 1-2. I should say tied for fourth, beg your pardon. He's tied for second in the minors in hits right now with 112. Leahy has his sign. And he fires it. Ground ball up the middle. That squeaks through into center base hit. Biggers around third. He scores without a throw. And the Rough Riders lead 3-0. RBI double, Jax Biggers. RBI single, Johnny Ornelas. And the Rough Riders lead 3-0 in the third game of this series. All this coming with two outs. Justin Foskey makes his way to the plate now. And time called. Here's Darwin Marrero, the pitching coach. Nobody loosening out in the bullpen down the right side, but Rough Riders getting to Kyle Leahy. Ornelas kind of reaching out on a ground ball, skidding along the ground all the way into center. A perfectly placed ground ball at that. A long trip out there for Marrero, getting his money's worth with the entire infield coming in on the mound as well. 3 runs on 5 hits for Frisco. And now home plate umpire Pete Talkington is out there trying to quell the talking, if you will. Ty Krause is our first base umpire. Trevor Danninger is our third base umpire. Foskey a ground out to first, his first time up. In from the right side against Leahy. Wind blowing in from left field. Pitch home to Fosk. Low and away, 1-0. Fosk, you hit his 5th home run of the season in yesterday's ballgame. It was his first home run since early June in Amarillo. In a long, long time, 128 at-bats, the pitch. Up and away. Two balls, no strikes, and was joking with him before the ball game. But hey, he finally got that fifth one. He goes, finally, it's about time. He's been really wanting that power to come around. 2-0. Breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike, 2-1. You know, it's a matter of time before he really starts getting hot because he hits him in bunches when he is. Strike on the inside corner, upper edge, 2-2. Ornelas leads from first. Right-hander's pitch. Fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Justin Harris on deck if we get that far with two outs here in the second. Here's the right-hander's 2-2. Line drive and a left. That's down for a base hit. Ornelas up to second. He takes a wide turn but thinks better of it. Heads back in. And Justin Foscue keeps it going. It's the fourth consecutive hit for the Rough Riders. Their fifth hit here in the inning. Dustin Harris climbs into a homer his last time against Leahy. And now there's action out of the bullpen as Michael Jasenka is getting loose. Not a good sign for the Cardinals. Runners at first and second. It's a great sign for the Rough Riders. Already up 3-0. Here's Dustin Harris in the pitch. A high fly ball out to left field. Easy play for Chase Pinder. He's under it, and he puts it away. Side comes to a close, but the Rough Riders do get a couple runs. And it comes across on five hits, no errors, two left on base. We go to the bottom half of the second inning, and Zach Kent back to the mound. We come back 3-0. Rough Riders lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Ravenboozer.
Cartenhoser.
Ruhlengruder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone! Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent with the first pitch. It's high and away to Chandler Redmond. And it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders leading 3-0 as we play in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch home. Ground ball foul right side. Down in front on the slider, and it's 1-2. Or 1-1, I should say. Well, Rough Riders doing it in a few different ways. Frisco with a home run in the first inning. Pitch home. Strike across the outside corner, 1-2. An RBI double from Jax Biggers. RBI single, Johnny Ornelas. 0-1 toss. off the outside corner. It was the 1-2, actually. Two balls and two strikes. Kent quickly, the 2-2. Ground ball foul back behind home. Still two balls, two strikes. It's a Rough Riders offense that has been clicking on all cylinders, even when they haven't been collecting the hits. Five runs yesterday on just five hits. They were actually out-hit by Springfield 7-5 in their 5-2 win. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with a slider for strike three. Second strikeout for Zach Kent. One out in the second. And Julio Rodriguez stands in now. 3-0 Frisco. Bottom half of the second inning. That's when you know things are going well. When you don't pick up the hits, but you still pick up some runs in the victory. Kent offers in the first pitch. Rodriguez swings and misses, and it's 0-1. And that's certainly where the Rough Riders are right now. Winners of four of their last five, and now on top 3-0 in the second. 0-1. Fastball ripped in the air to center. Stowers back a couple paces. He's under it, though. And he puts it away. Two outs. Justin Turner steps in now. And Zach Kent has thrown really well recently. But no lead is safe in this ballpark. We've seen it. We've seen a couple balls that have not left by very much, including Dustin Harris's home run to right field in this first inning. Kent has his sign. He rocks and deals. High off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Kent seems to have settled in after allowing a couple base runners in the first. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Not a very decisive swing by Turner on a fastball riding inside on him. One ball, one strike. Fastball has been good for Kent, topping out at 97. 1-1. Off the outside corner. Misses with the slider, and it's two balls and one strike. Kent ready to go. He kicks home. Swing and a miss. Good slider underneath his hands. Two balls and two strikes. Defense back into pole on the infield. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. 2-2 pitch on the way. Check swing, strike three called. Sit down. Zach Kent. Strikeouts second and third on the night. And the Rough Riders lead 3-0 as we go to the top of the third inning from Springfield on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Sandro Fabian starts it off for the Rough Riders as we go to the top of the third inning. It's 3-0 Frisco. There's the wind back and the first pitch on the way. Fouled back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Fabian, Hare, and Aparicio, 4, 5, and 6, middle third against Kyle Leahy. Right-hander trying to settle things down. Looks over the top of his glove, peels back in the 0-1. Hard grounder up the middle, off the mound. It caroms to the second baseman, Dunn, who backhands and throws out Fabian. Really nice play. One out. Blistered off the bat of Fabian. Trey Hare climbs in. Rough Riders with three runs on six hits already. Five of which came in the second. And for Leahy, that's what he'll do sometimes. Give up a lot of hits. He winds and deals. Curveball outside. One ball, no strikes. For Leahy, one of the biggest things has been the confidence. He winds in the 1-0. Fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. Very mild-mannered right-hander. And that is not necessarily a bad thing, but sometimes he can lack conviction out on the hill. 1-1. Strike on the outside corner. The slider. 1-2. We saw that a little bit in the second inning. Nibbling around the corners and then balls that caught too much of the plate. Looks over the top of his glove. He's back into his wind in the 1-2. Misses down and in. Two balls, two strikes to Hare. One out. 3-0 Rough Riders. Top of the third. Leahy's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him away. And he picks up the strikeout on the changeup. Two down on the second strikeout for Kyle Leahy. And Miguel Aparicio comes in. Leahy is in desperate need of a 1-2-3 inning. Already has 58 pitches. Just playing the third inning. 3-0 Frisco. First pitch. Aparicio takes high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Aparicio got things started in the second with a single on the ground the opposite way. In the left field. Pitch in. He swings and misses. High fastball, 1-1. Looking to continue what has been really solid plate appearances for him the last 2 days. 1-1. Swing and a miss. And fastball away. 1-2. Aparicio missed the end of the season from August 28th on with a left ankle sprain last year. Good to see him healthy. Back in a Riders uniform. 1-2. Swinging a foul back in the glove of Rodriguez, the catcher, for strike three. A 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts for Kyle Leahy, and he needed that. We go into the bottom of the third inning. Rough Riders still leading 3-0. The Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We start the bottom of the third inning and the first pitch in there for a called strike to Roberto Baldaquin. 0-1. 9-1-2 due up for the Cardinals. Wind the pitch. High pop-up foul right side. And the count goes to 0-2. Frisco 3, Springfield nothing. Early offense for the Rough Riders. One run in the first, two in the second. 0-2 toss. Slider just a hair inside, didn't miss by much. 1-2. Zach Kent has been spinning that slider really, really well lately. Offering in. Low off the outside corner, and it's on 2 balls and 2 strikes as he didn't get Baldaquin to bite. Hitting just 202 this season. No homers, 6 RBIs, and limited action. 2-2 pitch. High pop-up right side foul. Still 2-2. It was really fun to chat with Zach Kent while we were in Arkansas. He was our pregame interview guest after his start. He deals in the 2-2. Strike 3 called. Got him on the outside corner, upper edge with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 4th strikeout, 2nd consecutive, 3rd in the last 4 he's seen. He sat down 5 in a row. Top of the order in Mike Antico. 3-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the 3rd. We talked a lot about mentality and kind of the way he attacks hitters, the pitch. Breaking ball, inside, 1 ball, no strikes. And he said he feels like his velo jump has really affected the way he sees the game. He is kind of 91, 92 through 2020. The pitch, high off the outside corner, 2 balls, no strikes. And then really bumped up his velo in the Fall Development League in 2020. Hit 97, 98, 2-0. Tapper foul into the dugout, right side, home of the Cardinals, 2-1. And so after struggling through his first few starts, he went into his start in Wichita to begin the month of June and said, you know what, I'm going to change some things up. 2-1. High pop-up, left side, foul territory. Hare gives it a look. Procession, the catcher over there as well. It's Hare on the warning track in front of his own dugout. Makes the catch. Two down, and Mason Wynn makes his way to the plate. Bottom half of the 3rd, 3-0 Frisco. What he said was, I'm not going to pitch like I have a 97-mile-an-hour fastball anymore. I'm going to pitch like I did when I had an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. And not going to care about the scouting reports or anything like that. He winds back and deals. Wynn breaks his bat, grounds it left side. Ornelas tries to backhand. He kicks it into foul territory down the left field line. Wynn coasts into second with a double. Although it might go down as an error on Ornelas as he tried to backhand it and it kicked off of his glove down the left side. We'll see how that one scored. Nick Dunn makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders lead 3-0, a runner at second for the first time since the first inning for the Cardinals. Kent delivers home. Breaking ball, tap on the ground, foul right side. 0-1. Looks like they're going to mark it a double. Yeah, they do. A double to the shortstop, Ornelas. That's rare. 0-1 pitch to Dunn. Iron outside. Ball and a strike. So what Kent did, he just went out there and threw. And it really worked out for him. In that start against Wichita, he threw 7 innings, allowing 1 run with 9 strikeouts, no walks. The 1-1. Grounded foul right side. It's 1-2 on Dunn. And it looked like he'd hit a turnaround spot. And this was going to be the point where he dominated the rest of the way. Well, then he allowed 9 runs, 7 earned his next start against Amarillo over his 4 innings. And he said he was really in his head in that start about that hitter-friendly ballpark. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside. Zach Kent strikes out his 5th batter, and he's through 3 shutout innings. We go to the top of the 4th, 3-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it! Four strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stowers starts it for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth inning. Frisco a 3-0 advantage over the top of the Cardinals. Bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders against Kyle Leahy. He's back into his windup, and he fired. High fly ball drilled to deep center field, and Tico back to the warning track, and he makes the catch at the wall. Oh, my goodness. He didn't rob a home run, but if that ball's a foot further, it's out of the yard. Josh Stowers just barely missed his third home run of the series. One away. What a catch by Antico. First pitch. I pop up on the infield. Mason Wynn, the shortstop under it. And the shallow part of the outfield, he makes the catch. Two outs on two pitches in the fourth. Jax Biggers now in the ninth spot. 3-0 Rough Riders. Boy, Antico went back almost like it was way gone. And he got to the warning track, leapt up, and made the catch. Timed it perfectly. First pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Thigh high to Biggers, 0-1. Leahy has had a lot of, or I should say the last few starts for Leahy have been very similar to this one, where he's allowed some runs in the first and then settled in. 0-1. Rounded out to second. Wow, what an inning. Nick Dunn fields, fires onto first and gets him, and it's a four-pitch inning for Kyle Leahy. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We'll tell you more about it next time he comes up onto the mound. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's 3-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Reach the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent goes back to work. First pitch to Pinder is high and inside. One ball, no strikes as we start things in the home half of the fourth inning. 3-0 Rough Riders. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you on this Thursday evening in Springfield, Missouri. The 1-0 is grounded right side of the infield, right to Dustin Harris at first base. He flips underhand to Kent, covering first. And the Riders pitcher beats Pinder to the bag for the first down. One out for Malcolm Nunez. Frisco leads 3-0. A four-pitch inning for Kyle Leahy in the top of the fourth. Now Zach Kent gets the first down on two pitches in the bottom half. Malcolm Nunez stands in for the right side. Kent has struck out five through three innings so far. There's his 49th pitch of the evening. Slider just inside. One ball, no strikes. Last few starts have been short for Kent. Three innings, four innings, two innings, and one inning. The pitch. Hard liner to short. Backhanded stop by Ornelas. He picks it and fires on to first to get Nunez. 6-3 put out, two down. It was a line drive right at Ornelas. He went down to his knee to backhand it. He held up his glove to Trevor Daninger, the third base umpire, saying, "Hey, I caught that." And he said, "No, you did not." So Ornelas is like, "All right, I'll throw to first." And he got him. Two down here in the fourth inning. Chandler Redmond stands in from the left side as Zach Kent has really settled into a groove. He winds and deals. Swing and a miss. A breaking ball low of the zone, 0-1. Seth Nordlund in his start yesterday went four shutout innings. Kent the 0-1. Down low and inside. Misses in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. Kent trying to match that here in this frame. Mentioned those short starts. Hopefully he's getting extended a little bit. He said he's been feeling really good. 1-1. Slider down and in. Two balls, one strike. That's the big key. Said sometimes at the beginning of the season when he was taken out of the game, he felt like he was ready to go. Every time he's been taken out in these last few, he doesn't want to go. 2-1. Low and outside, 3-1. That's what you want to hear from a starter. Especially here at this level when it's all about development and making sure that you're getting the most out of each start. You want to make sure they're feeling confident. As Kent winds in the 3-1. Low and in, ball four. Bounces up and down on frustration with himself missing his spot. Two out base runner on a free pass. And here's Julio Rodriguez, the catcher. Well, the real, I shouldn't say the real, the other Julio Rodriguez. I guess the more popular one, one of the big leagues right now for the Seattle Mariners. And another monster game against the Rangers, unfortunately, yesterday. Three-run go-ahead homer in the win for Seattle. The pitch, strike in the outside corner. Thigh high, and it's 0-1. It was a day game, and he said he switched up bats. So he homered 2 days ago with a certain bat. And then he switched up bats in the day game. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball just away. And it's one ball and one strike. So the reason he switched bats is because his other bat was used to night games and was still asleep. He had to use his alternate bat, which was awake. Makes sense. 1-1 pitch. This is low and outside. Two balls and one strike. And man, are the Rangers happy they're getting out of Seattle, swept by the Mariners? It has been a really tough go for the Rangers head-to-head against the Mariners this year. They've only won two of the 11 games. 2-1 toss from Kent. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider diving away. 2-2. 3-0 Rough Riders bottom half of the fourth inning. Two outs, two ball, and two strike count on Rodriguez as Redmond leads from first. Kent fires home. Hard grounder up the middle. Ornelas can't get it to his left. It's into center for a single. Redmond up to second, and Rodriguez keeps it going with two outs in the fourth. Dustin Turner makes his way to the plate. Very similar situation that they had in the first inning when Kent breezed through the first two outs of the frame. A walk and a single. And then got Malcolm Nunez to ground back to him to end the inning. Now he faces Justin Turner with runners at first and second and two outs in a very similar situation. Kent ready from the stretch. First offering on the way to Turner. Ground ball foul right side, and the count goes to 0-1 on the right fielder for Springfield. Just the third hit, or third at bat, I should say, with runners in scoring position today for the Cardinals. They're 0-2 in such instances so far. Both have come with two outs, and now I guess you can say all three have come with two outs. 0-1 on the way. Inside. Ball and a strike to Turner. Strikeout victim looking back in the second inning. Turner, left-handed batter. Kent rocks and rifles home. Ground ball foul at the plate. He's ahead 1-2. Well, the Rangers will take on the Angels on the road tonight at 8:38 with the first pitch time in Anaheim. And, of course, they have to face Shohei Ohtani. That's never fun. Ohtani, a 2.80 ERA this year. Spencer Howard will start for the Rangers. A kick and a look back towards second as Chandler Redmond was dancing a little too far off the back. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Just high. Two balls, two strikes. Tried the slider, top shelf, and just missed. Try it with the 2-2 pitch. Closed off from the stretch, he fires. Fouled away into the netting above the Riders' dugout left side. Still two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders trainer Ichitakazawa almost took that one off the head as it caromed off the netting. Just able to evade it. Bounce out into the field of play. Kent ready from the stretch and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball up the middle. Biggers at second base. Fields flips onto second to Ornelas, and they get the out the short way at second base. Nicely done for Zach Kent to get out of the jam. No runs across on a hit, no errors, and two left on the base paths. 3-0 Rough Riders, top fifth, coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A salute to the military going on in between innings here in Springfield. And a special highlight of a veteran down in the first row down the right side as everyone stops on the field and gives him a round of applause. Wonderful to see. 3-0 Rough Riders lead it over the Cardinals as we are ready for action in the top of the fifth inning. It's the top of the order for the Rough Riders. Jonathan Ornelas, Justin Foscue, and Dustin Harris do up. I'd like to remind you that you can enjoy your own private hospitality and picnic areas for your groups from 10 to 1,000. All packages include game tickets, private area, and food packages. And there's limited availability for the rest of the season, so reserve your suite now at RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Rough Riders will return home for two straight weeks and three of the next four following this series in Springfield. Ornelas in from the right side. First pitch from Leahy. Curveball in there for a strike. 0-1. Ornelas, an RBI single back in the second. He ended an 11-game hitting streak yesterday. The pitch. Fouled straight back. It's 0-2. He's now reached in 13 in a row, though. Rough Riders with a run in the first and two in the second for their three total. 0-2. Inside with a curveball, 1-2. Leahy winds back and offers. A line drive hit to center. Hangs up for Antico, though. He's angles over to his right. Makes the play. One away. Leahy with a four-pitch inning in that fourth, and he really needed it. 70 pitches for him now after the four-pitch at-bat to Ornelas. Justin Foscue makes his way to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a single. First pitch. Way high and outside all the way back to the backstop. A curveball slipped out of his hand, 1-0. Don't see that very often. That thing was about 10 feet off the ground when it crossed over home plate. 1-0. Leahy winds back and offers in the 1-0. High fly ball, shallow right field. Justin Turner barely has to move, now jogs in a couple steps to his left, makes the catch. A couple outs to the outfield for the Rough Riders, first two batters, and here's Dustin Harris. 3-0 Frisco. Over the last three starts, not including tonight for Leahy, he's allowed a few runs, but he's picked up the win in each start. Two runs in Arkansas on July 8th, five runs against Tulsa on July 14th here at home, and three on the road at Northwest Arkansas. Pitch in. Breaking ball catches the outside corner at the knees for a strike to Harris, and it's 0-1. But he's received 32 runs of support in his last three games, so he's 3-0. 0-1. Down low in the dirt. 1-1. As if you needed any more proof as to why pitching wins don't really mean anything. There you go. He winds and fires. Fly ball into left center field, carrying fairly well. Pinder back to the warning track, just shy of it. Peels in, makes the catch from left field. Three fly ball outs for the Rough Riders, one to each defensive position in the outfield. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. That's now 10 consecutive retired by Kyle Leahy as he's settled in. And the Rough Riders still lead 3-0, though. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet-and-greet.
Breaking ball, strike three, call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent deals. It's down low and inside to Ball to Quinn. And the count now, two balls and no strikes here in the bottom of the fifth. Kent quickly back into his wind in the right-hander's pitch. On the inside corner, a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 2-1. The Rough Riders lead 3-0 in the home half of the fifth inning, and Zach Kent dealing with 9-1-2. Wind back in the 2-1. Slow roller, first base side. Dustin Harris has it come up to the belly. He fields, tosses to Kent. He beats ball to Quinn to the back, first down. Kent got into a little bit of trouble in that fourth inning, but able to get out of it. With runners at first and second and two outs, the fielder's choice bounced into by Justin Turner. Mike Antico climbs in now at the top of the order, 3-0 Rough Riders. Only two innings in which he's had two base runners aboard against him. Pitch home. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. So far through his 4 1/3. Five strikeouts for Kent to two walks. He rocks back in the 0-1. Good pitch, a swing and a miss. Low and away on the change. 0-2 as Antico looked foolish on that one. Ground out and a pop out is two trips. Antico, a speed threat you want to keep off the bases. He has 50 steals this year. Top five in all minor league baseball. 0-2. Breaking ball misses away, and it's one ball and two strikes. So far, 1-for-11 in the series. Mason Wynn waits on deck. Kent winds in the 1-2. Fastball popped up. Back behind home. Procession, the Riders catcher gives it a look to the warning track. And it goes into the front row. Man, as soon as Procession realized that was going to go into the front row and he wasn't going to get a chance at it, he started yelling, "Heads up, heads up." Making sure the fans in the front row didn't get hit. Man, that's Jordan Procession for you. Good guy. Pitch on the way to Antico. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Slider missed. He's back into his windup in the 2-2. I pop up left side. Still two balls, two strikes. Antico making Kent battle. Next pitch will be number 77 for him. Nobody loosening out in the Rough Riders bullpen quite yet. Expecting to see Ty Tiedemann, Tyler Thomas, and others today. 2-2. Foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Hopefully Kent can get through this fifth inning. Yeah, Tyler Thomas is up and throwing the weighted ball is in the bullpen, so he'll get up and start loosening. 2-2. High fly ball out to right field, chasing Aparicio back to the warning track. Wall gone. Solo home run for Mike Antico. And the Rough Riders lead now cut to 3-1. First run of the ball game comes via the long ball. Antico is second double-A home run. Mason Wynn makes his way to the plate now. Wind back in the first pitch. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. So 3-1 Frisco, bottom half of the fifth inning. Mason Wynn, originally drafted in the second round, the 1-0. Hard ground ball, left side, Ornelas dives, can't get it. Just out of the shortstop's reach into left field for a single. Wynn with his second hit today. Top three prospect in the organization for the Cardinals. Second rounder out of the high school ranks in the Houston area. He was actually drafted as a two-way player, hit 98 on the mound. Decided to go as a shortstop, and he's been a good one so far. Nick Dunn makes his way to the plate. Not a guy you want to mess around with, as he is on an 11-game hitting streak, hitting over 500, actually, after going 0-for-1 today with a walk. He's hitting exactly 500, 20-for-40 during the hitting streak. Mound conference is done. Kent from the stretch, first pitch to Dunn. Just outside, one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders lead 3-1, still just one out in this bottom half of the fifth inning. Kent from the stretch. 1-0 pitch. Low and inside, two balls and no strikes. Double play would be Kent's best friend right here. Two difficult guys to double up with speed. Kent the 2-0. Outside corner, a called strike, 2-1. Heater there from Kent. Sun starting to set. You're in the Ozarks. Kent offers in the 2-1. Ground ball chopped to first and fielded in foul territory by Harris. 2-2 on Dunn. This might be the final hitter for Zach Kent as Tyler Thomas continues to loosen in the Rough Riders' pen. This is 85th pitch of the outing. He stretches. And a fire over to first. Not in time. Wynn back in. Full side shift on the infield for the Riders. Left-handed batter. Kent, a long hold. 2-2. And time called right before Kent was able to deliver. Really taking his time, trying to hold on Wynn. Wynn 11-for-14 in stolen bases so far here at this level. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch, runner goes high and away, throw to second. Hey, got him! Procession nails Wynn at second. Two outs. Oh, what a huge throw by the Riders catcher. Caught stealing, 2-6, two down, as Procession put it on a dime for Ornelas at short, who just lowered his glove down and laid the tag down on Wynn, diving in head first. Couldn't ask for a much better throw. A 3-2 on Dunn. Wind back from Kenton, the pitch home. Ground ball, right side, Biggers picks it second, sets his feet in shallow right, and throws him out. So just the one run on the solo homer from Mike Antico, and the inning is over here in the bottom of the fifth. Zach Kent bullies his way through five. 3-1, Rough Riders lead into the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us for some big fun on Saturday, August 6th at Riders Field for Texas Night. Get your Texas Night ticket packs available now, which includes one home plate ticket to Saturday's game at 7:05, as well as a limited edition Tumbleweed Textiles Rough Riders t-shirt, all for just $35. Our Texas Night ticket packs are available now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Sandro Fabian is a slider in there for a strike out of the hand of Kyle Leahy. And it's 0-1. Leahy back out for the sixth inning. He winds and fires. Grounder foul, third base side off the facing of the Riders dugout. 0-2. Rough Riders lead 3-1. Top of the sixth. 0-2 toss on the way to Fabian. Breaking ball rammed into left center field. That one gets down in front of Antico for a base hit. And he fires it back in quickly, holding Fabian to a single. Well, the Rough Riders are the leadoff base hit. Trey Hare marches to the plate. We saw action earlier in the bullpen with Springfield as Michael Yasenko was loosening. That was all the way back in the second when the Rough Riders had five hits against Leahy. But that single, Lysandro Fabian snapped a stretch of 10 in a row retired by the right-hander. First pitch to Hare. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Now John Beller is getting up and loosening, the left-hander we saw in the opener of this series for the Cardinals. Beller allowed a couple runs in an inning on a two-run homer from Josh Storrs. The 1-0. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders allowing their first run of the night in the fifth on a solo home run from Mike Antico, and probably spelled the end of the night for Zach Kent. Here's the stretch. 2-0. Down low and inside. Three balls and no strikes to Hare. If it is the end of the night for Kent, really strong stuff for the right-hander. Slider looked good, probably a little bit more laborious than he would have liked in a couple different innings, especially in that fourth. The pitch fouled away, left side. And the count goes to three balls and one strike now. Outside of the homer in the fifth, all five base runners against him in his first four innings came with two outs. So wasn't able to finish off an inning consistently. The pitch is lined up the middle into center. Antico tracing after it. Can't get it. Drops in for a single. So back-to-back singles for the Rough Riders to start things in the sixth offensively. Fabian and Hare both go to center. And here's Miguel Aparicio. 3-1 Rough Riders trying to pad their lead. Already won two in a row and four of their last five and playing some really good baseball. This will be the 84th pitch from Leahy. Again, he had a four-pitch inning back in the fourth. And then another really quick inning in the fifth. On just nine pitches. The offering in, high and outside. One ball, no strike. So if it weren't for those quick innings doubt he'd be out there still, but he is. Not often you see 13 pitches used over a two-inning span. He stretches and fires in. Aparicio swings, pops it up, shallow left center field. Long run in for Pinder, and the left fielder makes the catch. One down in the sixth, and here's Josh Stowers. This is the guy you want up. Nearly homered again back in the fourth. A swat to center that Antico leapt up and made the catch at the wall. But the glove right at the apex of the wall wouldn't have gone out, but definitely robbing extra base hit from Stowers. The runners at first and second, one out, 3-1 Rough Riders, top six. First pitch. Slider, top of the zone, inside corner, a strike. 0-1. Today, Stowers is 0-2. Bounce into a fielder's choice, and then that fly ball out to center. Kicking a look back towards second. Fabian's back in. Stowers 5-10 in the series. Oh, 1. Swing and a miss. High fastball up and away. Still's got the juice at 97. For his 87th pitch. 0-2 to the Riders center fielder. Rough Riders haven't particularly liked a portion of the ball game for scoring their runs more than another in this series so far. They've really spread out their scoring well. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. Fouled back to the netting. Still no balls, two strikes. In game one, a run in the first inning. Four in the fourth. Three in the seventh, two in the ninth. And yesterday, fourth, fifth, sixth, and eighth innings. When they scored their runs. Tonight, it's been the first and the second inning, and that's it. Catcher Rodriguez goes out and chats with Leahy, giving Beller a little bit more time to warm up in the bullpen. The sun almost set in the Ozarks with a wonderful, beautiful, orangish-pinkish hue along the horizon to our left. Darker clouds up above us, but not expecting any rain, hopefully for a little bit longer. Hoping that weather can stay away. Expecting rain overnight. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outer edge. Two outs. Just the third. Make it the fourth strikeout for Leahy. And Jordan Procession stands in now. Runners at first and second. Two down. 3-1 Rough Riders. And here comes LaHare, and he points down to the bullpen. So he's going to go get Kyle Leahy. Cardinals manager John Beller out of the dugout, or out of the bullpen, I should say. It's 3-1 Rough Riders. Top of the sixth inning. We'll step aside. Return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone! Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Cardinals reach into their bullpen and pluck out John Beller to replace Kyle Leahy in the sixth inning. Runners at first and second, two down, left on left as Jordan Procession stands in. First pitch, breaking ball, strike down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders lead 3-1 and a great opportunity to tack on. Procession singled and scored back in the second. He's 1-for-2. Offering in. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-2. This time with a fastball from Beller, who threw 2 days ago in the opener. Allowed a two-run home run to Josh Stowers. Kellen Strom also doubled against him. 0-2. Rammed foul right side over the top of Mark Peterson, Rough Riders first base coach. Still no balls, two strikes. Procession entering into today. 241 hitter, 4 homers, 11 RBIs. And time called. Procession steps out. Beller taking a little bit too much time for his liking. Fabian at second, Hare at first. They began the inning with singles. Miguel Aparicio flying out to left, and Josh Stowers struck out. Left-hander's pitch. High. Missed with a fastball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Outfield straight away, infield to pull. Here's Beller's offering. Swing and a miss, got him, slider away for strike 3. Beller comes in, strikes out Procession, and strands 2. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on base. Bottom 6 coming up. Rough Riders a 3-1 lead for the top of Springfield on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with 2 fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the 6th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Town Tyler Thomas takes over for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen as he relieves Zach Kent. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Frisco leads 3-1. Chase Pinder to start things off. And Thomas, the left-hander, deals. He slings it in there for a strike, 0-1. It's a low three-quarter, even sidearm arm slot from Tyler Thomas. Great start for Zach Kent by his standards and what he's done recently. The pitch is low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Still trying to work his way back from a tough dead arm injury, and he did it really well. Here's the stretch. And the offering it. Just high and outside. Two balls and one strike. Final line. One run allowed over his five innings on five hits. He struck out five and walked two. Really, really strong stuff. 2-1. Pinder watches low and in. And the count goes to three balls and one strike. And of course, we want to see Kent work deeper. That'll come. And a little trouble with two outs finishing off the innings, but it's a step in the right direction for Kent. Looked really comfortable. 3-1. High and outside for ball four. Leadoff walk in the sixth inning for Chase Pinder. That brings the dangerous Malcolm Nunez to the plate. Nunez has homered in each of the first two games of this series. Three-run homer in game one and a solo shot last night in the ninth inning. Tyler Thomas, the 26-year-old, stands 6'1", 175 pounds. First pitch, Nunez watches a slider inside corner for a strike. 0-1. Taken originally by the Chicago Cubs in 2017, came over to the Rangers in a trade for Jesse Chavez, former Rough Rider. 0-1. Inside corner, a called strike, 0-2. So far with the Rough Riders this season, making his 24th outing, 1-0, a 5.79 ERA. He stretches, and the 0-2. Down low and inside with a slider, one ball and two strikes. In 37 and a third innings, he's whiffed 46 batters, but he's walked 23. That's really what's led to his downfall when he has allowed runs this season. 1-2. Swing and a foul back into Processions' glove for strike three. A mighty hack by Malcolm Nunez, but he comes up empty. First strikeout for Tyler Thomas, one away. 3-1 Rough Riders, bottom six. Here's Chandler Redmond. Thomas will go on spurts where he's absolutely unhittable. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. High and outside, clicks off Processions' glove. And the runner, Pinder, down to second. In there ahead of the throw. Pass ball on Procession. One ball, no strikes. The ball that was up and away in Procession to squeeze too early. Got off his glove. Opponents are only hitting 219 against Thomas this year. Really hasn't given up a ton of hits. He has been susceptible at times to the home run ball, though. 1-0. Redmond a check swing. He went around on a curveball away. One ball and one strike. His last outing against Arkansas. Two shutout innings. It allowed four base runners on three hits and a hit batter. 1-1. Slings it outside. Missing the curveball, and it's two balls, one strike. And then solo home runs allowed in each of his last two outings against Midland prior to that. Overall, though, he's been very good in the month of July. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away. 2-2. Really nice curveball again. That left-on-left curveball is nasty. Six outings in July, a 1.93 ERA for Thomas. He's ready from the stretch. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. Two down on back-to-back strikeouts after the walk. Runner at second remains, and here's Julio Rodriguez. 3-1 ball game. Rough Riders lead bottom six. Rodriguez singled to center back in the fourth. One for two today. Saw him earlier in the series as a pinch hitter in game one. First pitch, fouled away right side, 0-1. The Cardinals play things very differently as an organization than the Rangers do, and different teams have different philosophies throughout the minors. They pinch hit and pinch run a lot more than Frisco does. Jared Gettert, the Rough Riders manager, can pinch hit and pinch run. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Fastball simmers away, 1-1. But he likes to give guys chances in every situation. We haven't seen him pinch hit this year at all in terms of trying to gain an advantage in certain situations. We've only seen him pinch run. Pitch home. High fly ball to deep right center field. Long run for Stowers. Back to the warning track. Still going at the wall. Leaps and it's gone. Tie ball game as Julio Rodriguez sends out a two-run homer. And we are knotted at 3-3. Rodriguez with his sixth home run of the season. Justin Turner stands in now. So a 3-3 game here in the bottom of the sixth, and Zach Kent is off the hook for the win. Pitch home. Turner, check swing on a pitch low and away. He did not go around. 1-0. And so a walk to lead off the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts. And then on a 1-1 pitch, Rodriguez takes Thomas deep. The 1-0. Off the outside corner. 2-0. Brand new game here in the sixth. Thomas looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the 2-0. Strike on the outside corner. 2-1. Thomas Rennie's closed off from the stretch. 2-1. Swinging a foul in a possessions glove. 2-2. Not that it really mattered either way. Well, one run in the fifth on a solo homer by Mike Antico, and then a two-run homer by Rodriguez here in the sixth. Pitch home. Just outside, 3-2. Home run ball carrying Springfield. They've hit a lot of them this year. Payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a foul back into possessions glove. He hangs on for strike three. Tyler Thomas strikes out the side, but surrenders the game-tying two-run home run in the sixth inning. Two runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Tie ball game to the top of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
We'll be right back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jax Biggers starts things off for the Rough Riders in the top of the seventh inning. It's 3-3 Frisco and Springfield. Two-run game-tying home run by Julio Rodriguez. In the bottom of the sixth. First pitch. Inside corner, a strike with a slider to Jax Biggers, and it's 0-1. John Beller is back out on the hill after he got the strike out of Jordan Procession in the sixth inning for the final out. He pitches. Just outside, it's one ball and one strike. He came in relief of Kyle Leahy. Allows three runs over his 5 2/3 innings tonight. 1-1. Biggers able to hold back on a check swing, a slider that misses low and away. 2-1. Rough Riders got to John Beller in the opener. They try to do it again here in the seventh. Offering in. Hard line drive into right field, though, right at Turner, and he makes the catch. Man, Biggers really leaned into that one. One out in the seventh. Top of the order in Jonathan Ornelas. 3-3 game, top seven. Beller, the 23-year-old out of University of Southern California. 5'11", 175 pounds. He rocks and fires. Hits a fastball on the outside corner, a strike 0-1. Beller making his fourth appearance here in Double-A Springfield. Over 3 2/3 innings, he's allowed 5 runs and 2 homers. That's not very good. He winds in the 0-1. Line drive into right field. Turner started back, now charging in, and he makes the catch. Poor read by Turner off the bat. He was able to come flying into the very end and make the catch. There's Justin Foscue now, 1-for-3 with a single. Two outs, top seven, tied at 3. Riders and Cardinals. First pitch. High and outside, it's one ball and no strikes to the Riders' designated hitter. Foscue homering in yesterday's ball game, one of a couple long balls for Frisco. 1-0. Outside corner, a called strike. We're even at 1-1. Foscue's fifth home run of the season after 17 long balls last year. Beller, the 1-1, is popped up. Shallow center field. Nick Dunn, the second baseman, back. He's under it, and he squeezes above his ball cap for the final out of this seventh inning. Rough Riders turned away in order by John Beller. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. It's time to stretch here in Springfield. Rough Riders and Cardinals tied at 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
We'll be right back. Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Thomas, the first pitch on the way in the bottom of the seventh is low and outside to Baldaquin. It's one ball and no strikes. Tied at three in the bottom of the seventh inning. 9-1 and 2 due up for Springfield. First pitch. Just low of the zone. That was the second pitch. Two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders, man, they had the lead early on in this ball game and could not hold it. 3-0 after the first two innings tonight. 2-0 pitch on the way from Thomas. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 2-1. Frisco with the early offense, a solo homer from Dustin Harris. RBI single for Ornelas and an RBI double by Biggers. 2-1. Slips high and outside, three balls and one strike, and that staked them to a 3-0 lead. Springfield then came back with a run in the fifth on a solo homer by Mike Antico. And a two-run bomb by Julio Rodriguez tied us up in the bottom of the sixth. 3-1. Shot the other way, foul right side. And the count goes to three balls and two strikes on Baldaquin, who's 0-for-2 today, a strikeout in the third. And a ground out to first in the fifth. Thomas flutters the glove at the belt from the stretch, the 3-2. Hard ground ball through the right side for a base hit. The Baldaquin singles to the opposite way. It's the seventh hit for Springfield. They had seven last night in a 5-2 Frisco win. Rough Riders out hitting Springfield 8-7. We're tied at 3. Top of the order in Mike Antico, and this is the guy you got to be careful with. A home run in the fifth, and you cannot allow him to get on base with his speed. First pitch, he shows bunt, puts it up the first baseline on the ground. Thomas fields, bare hands, throws to first, not in time. First two have reached. There's that speed. A beautiful bunt up the first baseline, and Antico was able to beat it out. Even though Thomas got off the hill very quickly, he could not get him at first. So here's Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout, and the Frisco skipper will go to the bullpen. Ty Tiedemann will come out and replace Tyler Thomas. The Rough Riders and Cardinals tied at 3, but things getting dicey here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We'll see a new man on the hill when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tied at 3 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Welcome back to Hammonds Field. Rough Riders turning back to the bullpen as they pick Ty Tiedemann out. And he inherits a sticky situation. Runners at 1st and 2nd. Nobody out. Here's Mason Wynn. First pitch he shows. Bunt pulls back, takes a strike. The fastball in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Mason Wynn has had a heck of a ball game tonight. He's 2-for-3 with a double and a single, but a bunt situation. See if he squares around here as well. Tiedemann offers. He does not. Takes a slider off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. This is not a bad guy if you want him to just swing away. He's had that kind of season, too. Baldaquin at second and Tico at first. 1-1. Low of the zone, and it's 2-1. Ty Tiedemann, the 6'6" right-hander. High Red Sox, the 26-year-old out of Lakewood, California. 2-1. High and outside, 3-1. Selected in the 8th round by the Rangers back in 2016. Tiedemann has been a rock in the bullpen and in spot starts for the Rough Riders this year, making his 28th outing. 3-1 pitch. High drive deep to left field. That baby is long gone. Mason Wynn cracks a 3-run go-ahead homer in the 7th. Springfield leads 6-3. Boy, did he tattoo that baseball. It was just a question of if it would get over the wall with its trajectory on a line shot to left. It got over the wall and hit off the back of the bullpen. A 3-run homer here in the 7th. And here's Nick Dunn, 6-3 Cardinals, the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Oof, that one hurts. Dunn 0-for-2 with a walk, the pitch. He pops it left side. Long run for Trey Hare, the Riders' third baseman. Can't make the basket catch. It just goes off of his glove. Man, he had the speed to get there, right at the warning track, tried to reach out and back to his right. Could not make the catch, 0-2. On a 3-1 pitch, Mason Wynn got a fastball and turned it around to left field. That was his 7th home run of the year. RBI total to 30 here at the AA level after starting his season in high A. Pitch home. Dunn cracks it up the middle on the ground. That scoots through in the center for a base hit. So on an 0-2 pitch, Dunn singles to center, and that's now 4 straight hits to begin this 7th inning for the Cardinals. 6-3, Springfield leads it. 10 hits for the St. Louis affiliate. Chase Pinder now. 1-for-2 day for the left fielder. Tiedemann from the stretch and the pitch. Off the outside corner, 1-0. Trying to throw a rag on the fire here and quell this offense. Tiedemann ready from the stretch. He deals. Clips the top of the zone for a strike, 1-1. Mason Wynn. Only hit one home run in high A Peoria before getting promoted in 33 games. Quick throw over to first, and Dunn is back in. And he has now hit 7 here in AA. Here's the stretch. 1-1. Inside. Bit low. 2 balls, 1 strike. In those 33 games in high A, though, a 970 OPS, he hit 349. Definitely deserving of the promotion. The pitch. Chopped on the ground to third. Hare has it. Flicks on his second for one. Biggers to first. Not in time. Dunn reaches, or Dunn out at second base, I should say. One away. And there's the first out of the seventh inning on a fielder's choice that goes 5-4. Malcolm Nunez makes his way in. 6-3, Rough Riders trail here in the bottom of the seventh on a 3-run home run by Springfield, who scored 6 unanswered runs to overtake the Rough Riders. First pitch, Nunez takes a strike at the knees, outside corner, 0-1. 6 runs on 10 hits for Springfield. 0-1. Low and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. Well, Frisco will have work to do on the offensive side if they want to win their third in a row. 1-1. Grounded foul back behind home. 1-2. Tiedemann surrendering his 7th home run of the season. Only 1 run charged to him, though, 2 of them to Tyler Thomas. So he's saddled with a 4-run outing. 1-2. Chopper, third base side, a foul ball. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. Trey Hare has to hustle down the line and grab that ball in foul territory. And he tossed it to a young fan in the front row. Well-known good guy, Trey Hare. Nicely done. Oh for 3-9 for Nunez. 2 ground outs and a strikeout. Right-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Tiedemann. The pitch. A fly ball off the end of the bat. Deep left field. A lot of carry on it, though. Fabian back to the wall. Gone. Malcolm Nunez is homered in his 3rd consecutive game. 8-3 Springfield. A 2-run home run. He did not hit that ball well. And it just snuck over the wall into the bullpen. Chandler Redmond now. 5 runs in on 2 long balls in the inning for Springfield. Tiedemann deals. Pitches outside, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Tiedemann pitches again. Misses off the outside corner. 2 balls and no strikes to Redmond. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and 2 strikeouts. Springfield exploding on the power side. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 2-1. Inning started with back-to-back singles. 1 and a bunt. The pitch. Foul back. 2-2. And a 3-run home run by Mason Wynn, which was tattooed into left field. A fielder's choice after a base hit from Nick Dunn. And a 2-run homer. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. There's still just 1 out in this inning with the bases cleared. Tiedemann's 2-2. High fly ball. This one hit well to right field. Oh, my goodness. This one is long gone, way onto the batting cage roof in right field. Back-to-back home runs for the Cardinals, and 3 in the inning. Here comes Jeff Andrews out of the Rough Riders dugout, and the Riders pitching coach will go chat with Tiedemann as Tristan Pauly has started to loosen in the Frisco bullpen. Five home runs tonight for Springfield. That's the most the Rough Riders have allowed this season in a single game. 9-3, Springfield leads it. Three-run home run, Mason Wynn. Two-run home run, Malcolm Nunez. Solo home run, Chandler Redmond. And the eighth man up in the inning, Julio Rodriguez, steps to the plate. Tiedemann becomes the first player to allow three home runs in a ballgame for the Rough Riders since Cody Bradford did it May 13th at Tulsa. Here's the stretch, and the first pitch, outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Rodriguez 2-for-3. He homered back in the sixth. And the pitch, outside corner. That one's in there for a strike, 0-2. 9-3, Springfield leads in the seventh. Frisco led 3-0. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. Or no, did he catch a piece? He did. He caught a piece and fouled it into the ground. But still no balls, two strikes. Rough Riders led 3-0 just three innings ago. The pitch. Hard ground ball to third. Trey Hare picks it hip high, slings it across the diamond and gets him. Two outs. Ninth man up to the plate in Justin Turner. Six hits here in this inning. Six runs in. Most hits the Rough Riders have allowed in an inning this year, seven. First pitch. Hard grounder to second. Biggers gobbles it up, sets his feet, slings it on to first and gets him. And the side finally comes to a close in the seventh. Six runs on six hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Three home runs in the inning in the seventh. And we go to the top of the eighth inning. It's 9-3, Cardinals out in front. Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
The series of Texas baseball legends continues in 2022 at Riders Field on Wednesday, August 10th, as Bobby Witt Sr. comes to town. The father of current Royals infielder Bobby Witt Jr., Sr. played over 10 seasons with the Texas Rangers in his 16 years in the majors.
He did it. Four strikeouts in an inning.
Tickets are sure to go fast. Get yours now at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Dustin Harris is grounded foul right side, and it's 0-1. You start things in the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders trailing 9-3 to the Cardinals. Pitch home. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Logan Gregg is out on the hill, replacing John Beller for Springfield. One in the third innings for Beller. Shutout baseball. He retired all four he saw. 0-2 on Harris. 1-for-3 with a solo homer today. Riders trailing by 6, 9-3. 0-2 toss. This is down low in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Gregg, G-R-A-G-G. Stretch of the pitch. A high fly ball to deep right center field. Long run Antico, and he can't get it. It's off the tip of his glove down onto the warning track. Harris at second. He's on his way to third, and he's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe. And inside the park, home run for Dustin Harris. Justin Turner had trouble with it out in right field, up against the base of the wall, and that allowed Dustin Harris to circle the bases. His second homer today. First inside the park home run of the season for the Rough Riders. 9-4 they trail. Here's Sandro Fabian in the first pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. But Dustin Harris has his second multi-home run game of the year. The pitch. Grounder foul left side, and the count goes to 0-2. It was a fly ball into right center field that Antico had go off the tip of his glove, and it went up against the warning track and the wall in right center. Turner tried to dig it out from underneath the fences. That's the door into the tunnel where they keep the on-field batting cage. And he couldn't pick it up. Harris, with electric speed, was getting waved home, and he came in to score. The 0-2, swinging a grounder foul back behind home. Still no balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders with an inside the Parker. The offering is outside. One ball, two strikes. Well, what a day for Dustin Harris. His 17th home run this year. 1-2. Pop foul back behind home. Just shy of us. Still one ball and two strikes. Fabian awaits. 1-2. Breaking ball hit high in the air out to center. Antico tracing back. He's under it. Makes the catch. Fly ball out to center for the first down of the eighth. Riders trailing 9-4. First pitch skips in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. One and oh on Hare. 1-for-3 with a single. Time called, and here comes LeHair out of the dugout. And he's talking with home plate umpire Pete Talkington. Motioning toward Tulio Rodriguez, the catcher. I don't know what they're talking about here. The umpires are going to come in and talk. Talking about whether or not it was a foul ball, maybe? And Hare checked his swing on a ball that missed low. three umpires are Ty Krause, Pete Tockington, and Trevor Danninger, all talking it over. Still talking about it. One run in here in the eighth inning, one out. 9-4 Frisco trails the Cardinals. And, well, there was no signal. They broke apart, and he goes back behind home, and we play on, I guess. 9-4, Cardinals lead. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, called strike outside corner, 1-1. One one pitch. Down low and inside of the dirt, 2 balls and 1 strike. Rough Riders hitting their home runs in this series in a little bit different ways. Harris had a 344-foot home run to right field his first time up, and now an inside the Parker. The pitch is grounded foul at the plate, and it's 2-2. It's the Rough Riders' first inside the park home run since Jax Biggers did it last year in Amarillo, August 28th, 2021. Here's the stretch, 2-2, fouled back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. One out, base is clear. The 2-2, swing and a miss, struck him out with a curveball. 2 outs. First strikeout for Brad. Here's Miguel Aparicio. First pitch. High pop-up. Shallow left field. Pinder coming in. It's the shortstop Wynn out. And Wynn makes the catch. Side retired in the eighth inning. A run on an inside-the-park home run for Dustin Harris. Rough Riders now trail 9-4. We go to the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way.
So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Spend a summer night at Riders Field on Sunday, August 7th for back-to-school night. The Frisco Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles with a 6:05 Sunday pitch, and Thomas Ian Nichols from the classic film Rookie of the Year will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Ravenboozer.
Cartenhoser.
Rulengroder.
Rosenbagger. Warm up. You're going in.
Tickets are available now at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Polley takes over as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. It's 9-4. Frisco trails the Cardinals. Roberto Baldaquin stands in. Baldaquin, 1-for-3, scored a run in that seventh inning after singling. Pulley from the stretch, he pitches. High and outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Left-hander takes over for Ty Tiedemann. A night to forget for Ty. Here's the stretch, pitch home. Inside corner, a strike, one and one. Both Tyler Thomas and Ty Tiedemann end up allowing four runs tonight. Tiedemann strikes out. The pitch is low, and it's two balls and one strike. Tiedemann did not strike out a batter. Did give up three homers, home runs, though. 2-1 pitch on the way to Baldacchin. High tapper off the plate, foul right side, and it's 2-2. Tristan Pauly comes in with a 2.57 ERA with the Rough Riders. His season making his 12th appearance with Frisco. The pitch is drilled to right field down the line. Aparicio over towards the line. He can't get it. It's foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Really good crowd tonight here in Springfield. And the offering is high. We're full at three balls, two strikes. The pitch is chopped in the ground to third. Hare has it head high on one hop. Sets his feet, rifles across, and gets him. One out. Mike Antico to the plate. Antico, the left-handed batter against the left-hander Pauly. There's the pitch on the way. Inside, nearly hit him. One ball, no strikes. Antico, a home run in the fifth inning. Bunt single in the seventh. Came in to score on the three-run homer by Mason Wynn. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. 1-1. Three home runs in the seventh for Springfield. It's the first time this year the Rough Riders have allowed more than three homers in a game. They've surrendered five. The pitch. Outside, two balls, one strike. Pauly deals in. Outside, 3-1. Rough Riders in the top of the ninth will have the bottom third of the order due up, trailing at least by five. Pauly readies. The pitch. Down low. Misses for ball four. Runner at first, one out. Mason Wynn stands in, right-handed batter, first pitch. Slider outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Triple shy of the cycle. Wynn, a three-run homer in the seventh, double in the third. Man, a home run in the fifth. Or I should say, and a single in the fifth. Here's the stretch. 0-1. Chopper, third base side, and foul. 0-2. Mm-hmm. Pauly ahead in the count. Wynn went 0 for 4 yesterday. Wynn wearing number 3 on his back. Originally wanted to wear the number 1, and that's the number he's worn his entire life. Can't do that in the Cardinals organization, though. That's Ozzie Smith, the pinch. High and outside. 1-2, and when he got to this organization, he chose 3. His number 1 is retired. Pauly from the stretch. 1-2. High fly ball to right, down the line. Aparicio over. He's got a beat on it. He makes the catch. And, oh, and Tico forgot how many outs there were. He was on the move, and the throwback to first. And there's the final out on the double play. Oops. And Tico thought there was one out, or thought there were two outs. There was just one out. And the Rough Riders will take it. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 9-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders continue their season-long special of Texas baseball legends welcoming some of the greatest Rangers to Riders Field this season. On Wednesday, August 3rd, Baseball Hall of Famer and Rangers broadcaster Eric Nadell will be at Riders Field for a meet and greet.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning at 9-4. Frisco trails the Springfield Cardinals. Josh Stowers to start things off. Jordan Procession and Jax Biggers after. Logan Gregg still out there in the first pitch. Breaking ball low. It's 1-0. This game has featured 7 home runs, 5 by the Cardinals, 2 by Dustin Harris for Frisco. One of them an inside the Parker. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner away. And it's 1-1. The Rough Riders certainly take some of this offense, but it was the pitching that was their downfall tonight. As the 1-1 slips low of the zone, and it's 2-1. 3 homers allowed in that 7th inning. 3-run homer, 2-run homer, and a solo homer. 2-1. Fouled back up this way off to our right. Off the facing of the sweet level. And it's 2-2. 9 runs on 12 hits and no errors for Springfield. 4 runs on 9 hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. Stowers ready at the plate. 2-2. Chop, third base side. Here comes Baldaquin. He fields, throws on the first and gets him. Baldaquin, a nice play. One out here in the ninth inning, and Jordan Procession stands in. The Rough Riders fall tonight. It would be their first loss since Sunday at Arkansas. And just their second loss of this road trip. First pitch. Procession watches a fastball outer edge for a strike, 0-1. 1-for-3 day for the Riders catcher. The pitch. Outside. 1-1. Rough Riders and Cardinals will meet for game 4 of this series tomorrow. Of a 7:05 first pitch time. The pitch. Down low and inside, 2-1. Tim Brennan will go for Frisco. He's 3-3, a 3.43 ERA. Man, that's a lot of threes. And here's on the other side, Connor Lund will go for the Cardinals. The pitch. High drive deep down the right field line and hooking foul. 2-2. Connor Lund is 3-5 with a 6.28 ERA. We'll have 7:05 first pitch time tomorrow. Saturday, 6:35 first pitch time with Jack Leiter throwing. And then we'll finish it off with a 1:35 first pitch time on Sunday. 2-2. Fouled off the catcher, Rodriguez. Still 2-2. Better crowd tonight than we've seen the last two nights. Under 2,500 the last two nights, and much better tonight. We expect that to get better and better. The pitch. Fought off foul and a little half swing into the netting left side. Procession stays alive. Still 2-2. Really have to like the way that the pitching shakes out the rest of the way for Frisco. Brennan's been throwing well. Weems has been throwing really well. He threw four shutout innings on Sunday against Arkansas. 2-2. Procession cues it off the end of the bat, up the third baseline, picked by Baldacchi. Fires onto first and gets him, and there are two outs. Ball had some weird English on it. Off the left-hander's bat, was over to the left side of Baldacchi, and then kind of kept curling to his right as he made a four-handed stop on the backhand side, turning his glove over to his right. Nonetheless, it's out number two here in the ninth. Riders trail by five, and here's Jax Biggers. First pitch. He swings, grounds it fair inside the bag down the third baseline. Biggers around first on his way to second as the ball settles into the corner. And he pulls in at second with his second two-bagger in today's game. Biggers an RBI double back in the second. It's now 10 doubles on the season for him. Ornelas stands in now. 10 hits for Frisco and 15 hits in the opener and just 5 last night. Ornelas 1-for-4 today with an RBI single in the second. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Rodriguez's glove. 0-1. Ornelas hit the ball hard his last time, a line out to right field. 0-1. Chopper, third base side. Baldacchi has it on a hop. Fires onto first. And there's the final out of the ball game. Well, the Rough Riders fall with some late offense in the power department for Springfield. 3 runs in the seventh as they score a remarkable 9 unanswered. And they win this one 9-4 over the Rough Riders. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. Frisco falls 9-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Hammonds Field. Rough Riders falling this one 9-4, the final score against the Cardinals as they drop their first game of this series and still lead the series 2-1. Zach Bigley with you on the postgame show. Rough Riders, their final lines tonight. Cardinals go at 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors, and 5 left in the base paths. Rough Riders, 4 runs on 10 hits tonight, no errors, and 6 left on base. The win goes to John Beller. He's now 2-0 on his season. And the loss to Tyler Thomas, 1-1 on the year as he picks up his first loss, allowing 4 runs. Zach Kent was really strong in his start. 5 innings allowing just 1 run, but unfortunately it was the bullpen that was the undoing for the Rough Riders in this ballgame. Tyler Thomas allows 4 runs. Ty Tiedemann allows 4 runs. And Dustin Harris's 2-homer game, not enough for Frisco. The Rough Riders allow a season-high 5 homers tonight, including 3 in the 7th inning on a 3-run homer by Mason Wynn, 2-run homer by Malcolm Nunez, and a solo shot to go back-to-back by Chandler Redmond right after Nunez. For the Rough Riders, first time this season they allowed more than 3 home runs in a single game, and they allowed 5 in a 9-4 defeat. We'll give you a look at what's going on in the Texas League around us and also the affiliate scores and set the pitching matchup for tomorrow's Game 4 of the series when we come back. Rough Riders fall 9-4 to the Springfield Cardinals in Game 3 of the set on the Riders Baseball Network. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Hammonds Field one final time on this Thursday night. Rough Riders fall, and they go to 13-11 on the season in the second half. Final score 9-4 tonight. Let's take a look around the Texas League at other games going on, and we got some games still in action as well. Only one other final. Tulsa takes down Arkansas 4-2 at One Oak Field. 3 runs in the first inning, all that Tulsa needed, as they get a couple home runs from Johnny DeLuca, his 5th of the season, and the 13th from Brandon Lewis as well. Riley Unroe homers for Arkansas in the defeat. Amarillo leading 10-0 over Corpus Christi. Man, they're still in the top of the 6th inning at Hodgetown. Yikes, that is a very slow game. And Amarillo on top big time over Corpus Christi at home 10-0. Wichita leads 10-2 over Northwest Arkansas. They're in the top of the 9th at Riverfront Stadium. And Midland, they are currently losing to San Antonio 5-3. That's in the bottom of the 9th. So that's good news for the Rough Riders. If San Antonio can hang on, Midland would not gain a game on Frisco. They would still be 4 games back in the second half Southern Division in the Texas League. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates, talk about the big league club in a second. They're on the road in Anaheim facing Shohei Ohtani. First, low A down east. They fall to Charleston 3-1 at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark down there in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. High A Hickory, they're still in action against the Rome Braves. Braves affiliate, obviously. In the top of the 7th inning, it's 3-1. Hickory is out in front currently of Rome. And here in the bottom of the 9th inning, tied at 6 at Del Diamond, Round Rock, and Sacramento. Triple A Round Rock at home against the River Cats. And looking to walk it off, tied at 6-6 in that ball game. As for the Rangers, well, they lead 1-0 as they finally get to Shohei Ohtani in the top of the 4th. And trying to take down the Angels as Nathaniel Lowe hit his 15th home run of the year, a solo homer off of Ohtani. Spencer Howard has thrown 3 shutout innings so far with a couple of strikeouts against the Halos. So we'll keep an eye on that also tonight. Rough Riders will play game four of this series against Springfield tomorrow. First pitch, 7:05. Tim Brennan will take the hill for Frisco. 3-3, a 3.43 ERA this season. While Connor Lund goes on the other side, he's 3-5 with a 6.28 earned run average for the Cardinals. The Rough Riders with a win tomorrow will secure at least a series split in this six-game set and will be on the air at 6:45 for the Riders pregame show. First pitch at 7:05, and we'd love for you to join us. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday night. Rough Riders fall tonight 9-4, the final to the Springfield Cardinals. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible tonight, for our gracious hosts here at Hammonds Field, the Springfield Cardinals, and for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders. My name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you at 6:45 for a 7:05 first pitch tomorrow for Game 4 of the series. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.